When we strained the clear substance, I thought of a girl in a school reading the New England alphabet. Under a wind that liked to tease paper, I thought of a woman adding columns with a pencil chewed down to honesty. I thought of a name on a letter pressed to a chest. Erotic, yes, because it made blood choose mercy. We made ports where rumor had learned to eat fruit lay in hussy. Arranged a press that printed decency in short lines. Tiremen posted a notice about nets that remembered justice. The wind read the notice aloud for those who could not. Women taught vows to cooperate. Children learned to pronounce yes without fear. In a chapel that smelled of bark cloth and coconut oil, a psalm found the right meter for a reef that did not often forgive. Outside the pass, a pale breath turned and the lagoon paused, as if the island had been visited by a thought it would keep for years without telling. Another coast trade made its case. McCulloch would have approved the accuracy of our terms. Comstock would have refused to cheat a widowed buyer and slept better. Cheever scolded us about cups and knives and was correct. Daniel Webster spoke to a pier piled with timber, as if it were a jury. He asked the law to be fair where it meets the sea. He kept his coat on in the wind. I stood and listened and thought that cadence is a gift the tide respects. Storms rehearsed and performed. The ship bowed the way a proud man bows when an old aunt insists Milton placed a horizon around us and removed ornament with a clean blade bird. Shamefaced my awe until I learned proportion Cooper, met the wheel and whisper until it answered correctly. Fuller pointed out which face in the crew resembled me too closely and asked for the small amendment that saves a life at night. Under the click in the skull that announces pressure, whale song wrapped the hull with a belt of sound that was also touch. The lanterns remembered their job and widened their circles by a little without show. Between voyages, I fell in love twice, not with pageants, with women who had the courage of ledgers and a mouth that refused to scold when silence would do better. One ran a shop where the floor kept time with the sea. She raised her head when I entered, and I felt the day take a breath. We walked together to the end of a rope walk. She spoke of price, then of a cousin whose child had learned letters by a candle she had paid for with bone. She touched my wrist with one cool finger and asked that my ship be punctual at dawn. I loved her because she honored time. Another kept a school where boys were taught to break bread with their grief and girls were taught to look at men, as if men were not the center of anything. She let me hold an ink-stained perm and told me that fish listened to short lines better than long ones. I loved her because she believed in air. The white whale kept its jurisdiction. It rose at a distance at noon. It wrote a curved law on water in the presence of men who had learned not to bow to any man. Ahab set himself to repeal that law. He did it with all the proud intelligence at his command. He quoted scripture and tragedy and commerce and could have won any court except the one that matters. His mind had been trained by books and storms, and if he had turned its jurisprudence to the keeping of rooms, he would have been a saint. Instead, he placed his whole faculty in the service of a wound that never closed. Starbuck argued from prudence and was no match for fever. Stubb joked from kindness and was no match for zeal. Queequeg prepared his raft with the competence of an exemplar, and Plutarch nearly became my salvation by that. In a calm that smelled of limes, the crew squeezed hands inside amber. Erotic labor blessed every knuckle. The men laughed, and the ship remembered that laughter is a harness. The oil grew clear as a thought that has finally chosen the right sentence. In that hour, I believed the book might become only an inventory of mercies. It was not to be the captain hammered his will across water. The horizon turned to iron. The animal accepted the provocation with none of the heat we brought to it. It spoke with the voice of a system it erased. We followed the chase, declared its form. It could not be reformed. Before the end, nights brought dreams that were simply honest. Women walked them without shame. One came into my cabin without sound and stood by the lamp, watching it as if she had been appointed. She did not look at me. She reached out and steadied the flame by a finger's width. She left. I woke and the lamp held its shape. I took this as a gift and said nothing in the morning. Another dream gave me a girl in a school on an island. She held a slate and wrote the letter that begins mercy without knowing what she had done. Outside the pass, a pallid ridge traveled. The lagoon changed its mind by a degree and accepted a lesson no man had taught.